Well, France is preparing on bastardizing the 80th anniversary of D-Day celebrations to announce the start of World War III. That's essentially what the Financial Times is reporting today. I mean, you can't make this up. France leads initiative on sending military trainers to Ukraine, Paris, and Kiev in talks ahead of D-Day anniversary when Vladimir Zelensky will visit France. So he's going to go to the hallowed ground. He's going to go to Pointe du Hoc. He's going to walk through those Nazi bunkers. Is that what he's going to do? I mean, this is unbelievable to think that this is what Zelensky is going to do. He's going to, you know, he's going to walk through, he's going to walk down the beaches. He's going to go down Juno Beach. He's going to go to Omaha Beach. How far is he?
It's so crazy to think, because think about this. It's like, we're going to go celebrate D-Day to push a war with the country that sacrificed the most fighting that war.
Right. Like 23 million. And it's funny, it's not lost. I mean, even the D-Day museums actually point out the incredible sacrifice of the Russians. Ahead of it, the 23 million that died pushing the Nazis back from Stalingrad and actually pushing them back. So it's unbelievable and a total slap in the face to people who fought against fascism, who fought against Nazis, who are going to invite Zelensky to the beaches of Normandy. Unbelievable. I wonder what Zelensky will do when he sees all of these flags and even the Russian flags. Are by the way, is Macron going to go through there and take all of the Russian flags that are featured there? There are actually some Russian flags that are hung through some of the D-Day museums as well. Will he cleanse those like he cleansed them in Ukraine?
Right. And there was a mural that I'll never forget of the four Allied leaders. It was, not Truman. He was who was it, honey? Stalin?
Okay. Roosevelt?
Roosevelt.
Uh-huh. Churchill?
Churchill. And who was the fourth one?
Who did you say? I'm sorry. I'm trying to...
Stalin. Anyway. But okay. Yes, Russia was featured prominently in these murals of the leaders of these countries who were part of the Allied forces.
Okay. Yeah. I forget off the top of my head who was the Canadian. Now you...
Well, sorry, I didn't mean to put us on the spot.
So with all of this going on here, this is where France has led this initiative now to sending military trainers to Ukraine. That's why this morning in France, you had this coffins outside the Eiffel Tower. And they've arrested a number of individuals who've placed these coffins with life-sized coffins with French flags were found at the Eiffel Tower.
Why? And why is that an arrestable offense?
Well, because it's France. I guess they can arrest you for anything, just like in Germany now they can do that. And what, of course, the inscription on the coffins read, it said French soldiers in Ukraine, meaning you're getting ready to send French soldiers to die in a NATO war that we don't want in Ukraine. So these individuals were arrested.
But that's a peaceful protest.
Not
a meaningful
not
one.
Not in France. You're not allowed to do that in France. You're also not allowed to do that in Germany and some other European countries. Of course, Europe is turning into a totalitarian dictatorship, an authoritarian European Union, as you well know, seizing your assets, of course, seizing your cash, not allowing you to use a certain amount of cash, and on and on. So anyway, here's the Financial Times piece. France is seeking to assemble a coalition of European countries willing to send military trainers to Ukraine as Western allies look for ways to speed up Kiev's recruitment efforts in the face of Russia's renewed offensive. More than 100,000 Ukrainian servicemen have completed training abroad, mostly in Poland, Germany, and the UK, since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion in 2022, according to Ukraine's general staff. But Ukrainian officials say it would be more efficient to send Western army personnel to train them locally, especially as Russia has intensified its aerial attacks and made some territorial gains in northern and eastern Ukraine. Some Western allies have already provided limited training in Ukraine. President Macron is expected to unveil France's plan to send army trainers next Thursday when he hosts Ukrainian President Zelensky in Normandy, along with other leaders, including U.S. President Joe Biden, on the 80th anniversary of the D-Day, according to people familiar with the matter.
None of those assholes should get to go there.
No.
France is going to send soldiers to Ukraine to teach them how to duck better from aerial attacks.
Well, right. That's what Zelensky said last week. Or I'm sorry, Macron, when he held up that paper, flimsy map saying, well, we're not really going to fight, but we're just going to kind of get them started. We need to go to Kharkiv, which is nowhere near the battlefront. And we're just going to sort of set them up for success, kind of like we'll make the bed, you know, and then they can do whatever they're going to do in that bed. So he's been warming to this for a long time. And it's clear that all of these leaders are going to use this anniversary in order to hope to pin it to the wars that they want right now in Gaza, in Ukraine. And so they're not honoring these fallen soldiers at all. They should be prohibited from going there, not allowed there.
And so you have just a few, just a handful of veterans still alive, just a few. I mean, you probably count them, I think under 20 of them, if I'm not mistaken, who are still alive. Very, very few who were on within the first wave on D-Day. And of course, the celebrations now are getting ready and prepared to honor that day and to walk those beaches and to drive down the streets and to celebrate this victory over. Here's one young man who was there honoring his grandfather at the cemetery there. I think it was the American cemetery there, honoring a Pennsylvania veteran. And so just a handful. Here are some of the pillboxes that they're going to be touring. This is at Point du Hoc right here, Point du Hoc, where the U.S. Rangers, the U.S. Army Rangers, scaled up a sheer wall in order to stop the Nazis at the top of that wall. Like, you're going to send Zelensky there so he can look down and see? He can stand in those very same bunkers?
Or have the nerve to compare his war that he's voluntarily participating in, leading people to their deaths, to the heroism of World War II veterans. It's unbelievably
disgusting. So we're going to see some ridiculous photo ops. We're going to see President Biden glad-handing and shaking hands with Zelensky. It really makes my skin crawl. It really upsets me to think that President Biden is going to be standing there like with Zelensky and Macron, and probably Rishi Sunak is going to fly in as well. And they're going to stand there near the graves, near hallowed ground. And they're going to launch and make this announcement about sending French trainers and NATO forces into Ukraine so that we can basically start World War III. I mean, what in the world are we doing?
That's Orwellian.
Yeah, and don't the soldiers that are going to be like the surviving ones, they do see Russia as an ally, correct? Like they do probably know the history that Ukraine was on the wrong. Ukraine was actually, some of that was on the other side. Like that's why there's still Nazis there.
It doesn't matter. We're rewriting history.
How's those Bandera followers working out for you?
I mean, literally, you had Nazis in Parliament last week. Boris Johnson was standing there taking photos with them. You can look them up. That's factual news. That's not a Snopes article. You can look it up. You can actually see them handing him a flag right on the floor of Parliament. I don't know why Boris Johnson even still allowed to hang around the halls of Parliament, but he was there. And of course, they were asking for more money. But you know, it's unbelievable. Anyway, the commander in chief, though, so Ukraine responded to this. So the commander in chief of Ukraine's armed forces, Skursky, revealed the military training partnership with France on Monday. Today. Saying, I have already signed documents that will allow the first French instructors to visit our training centers soon and get acquainted with their infrastructure and their staff. So he says, I have the signed documents.
We're doing this.
Then the Ukrainian Defense Ministry rolled it back because they got a phone call. Oh, you weren't supposed to say it. We're waiting for the big D-Day celebration. We're waiting where we overcame Nazis for you as Nazis to celebrate. I mean, don't you get it? So clarifying that Kiev was still in discussions with France. Oh, we didn't mean it. Maybe it didn't have those signed documents. We're still in discussions with France. So the Ministry of Defense in the UK felt needed to remind all of us, you know, when we hear Russia saying we had an agreement with Bill Clinton, we knew that NATO was not going to build up and come right up to our doorstep, that the Ministry of Defense in the UK saying, here's the reality, NATO never agreed it wouldn't expand. And has been open to new members since it was founded in 1949. Its job is keeping its members safe. And they released this little video, this little piece of propaganda right before the D-Day celebrations. Myth. NATO promised Russia would not expand after the Cold War. Such an agreement was never made. Really?
That's a lie.
Yeah, ask John Mearsheimer about that.
Ask
Benjamin Abelo about that. Membership decisions are taken by consensus among all allies. Interesting.
Were all allies allowed to vote on Russian application when Russia expressed interest in NATO?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, it would break precedence for us to actually uphold a treaty or anything like that. I mean, we don't do that. So if we would have, you know, held that, like, kept that promise, that would have made no sense because we don't do that. We don't make promises to do something and then keep them.
Hmm. No, we would never do that. We would never do that.
I mean, if they didn't think that it was a bad look right now, they would also have Benjamin Netanyahu come to D-Day as well. It's just too costly during an election year.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be there.
You think he'll come?
Oh, Netanyahu, anytime there's a camera, you got to get him there, right?
I just think that, I mean, you can see that it's costing maybe the new administration so many voters. Yeah. And so I don't know.
Maybe the new president of Mexico.
But, perfect. Yeah. I mean, can perfect you imagine like all the pain and suffering around D-Day and think, well, someday they'll use this memory of us to sell more wars. Isn't that great, boys?
Like, we'll use D-Day to push for World War III. Like, the whole reason we died here and my friends died on this beach is to not have this happen again. And Macron is going to use this, according to the Financial Times. These are not my words. This is the FT. By the way, the FT, which costs like $1,000 a year to subscribe to. It's the most elite of newspapers, right? The Financial Times is telling us this. So Poland is a candidate for nuclear war. Russian political scientist Konstantin Sivkov made the remarks on state television last night as he described how Poland basically would become a small theater of nuclear war. Like, this is them gaming this out on live Russian television right now. Like, Poland is going to be ground zero for war right now. I hope they know what they're doing.
Берем, например, Польшу, как наиболее такую ближайшую к нам и к наиболее реальный кандидат на оказаться небольшим таким, небольшим, неограниченным театриком ядерной войны. Там найдется 20 крупных городов? Вряд ли. Даже если посчитать, что на каждый город нужно им выделить по две боеголовки, это всего 30-40 боеголовок. Что такое 30 боеголовок? Это всего залп одного дивизиона «Искандеров». 16 пусковых, на каждой по две. 10-15 минут, и Польша как государство, а поляки как народ – исчезает с лица земли вместе со своим языком. Вот это вот европейцы должны очень-очень хорошо понимать. Потому что поэтому я вот призываю сейчас еще раз европейским народам крепко задуматься о том, что они вытворяют.
I mean, you know, Russians don't mince words. It's going to be a small theater of nuclear war. You have about 20 large cities. They'll all be wiped out. The Polish language will basically cease to exist there. Poland will cease to exist, and Polish people will cease to exist. I hope you know what you're doing. Macron sending these trainers there. And by the way, Russia responded today saying, it doesn't matter what at all what the FT is saying. We have already confirmed that they are here. So the FT can go like pound sand. Yeah, they're on the story. They know that that's actually happening. But according to Russia and according to RT, Russian state media is pointing out that they already know first group of French military instructors are already on their way to Ukraine. Senior Ukrainian MP Alexei Gosnoshner, I don't know how to say his name, said this comes just to, so he's already admitted this. Russian TV is echoing what Ukraine has already said. And Russia says it has warned it will target NATO personnel and equipment found in Ukraine. And so all of this brings, according to Zero Hedge, all of this brings with it real risk of triggering NATO Article 5 in response, in defense, common defense treaty. So they will come to the defense of a NATO partner, which have some Western leaders, according to Zero Hedge, say requires going to war with Russia. Lindsey Graham would love that. So that's how you honor our D-Day veterans.
Good. Let's send Lindsey
Graham.
Start
World War III, Macron. And you wonder
with
why
their
these
ally.
People with their ally, yeah, with Zelensky. Unbelievable.